This is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning. Happy Monday. And thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, I am so excited. Anytime that we open up the phone lines to hear from our amazing listeners. So, yes, the phone lines, they're open right now. 888-973-CHIRO. 888-973-5476. Simple. In 60 seconds or less, how has the coronavirus affected your life? And the reason about we're doing this is because in the last 7 months, no matter who you are, where you've been, some way, shape, or form, what we're going through has impacted you in some way. And Ursula, nobody better to handle the phone lines than you and Chef. Ursula, what do you got for us?
Well, we already have a bunch of people waiting. So we're going to go right to Bridie on Lopez Island. Good morning, Bridie. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you guys are wonderful, I have to say.
Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. So tell us, how has it affected your life?
Well, I'm a little bit different than most people because it, for me, has been a big reset button. I owned a little coffee shop on the island here for the last 5 years, and it's almost totally seasonal. So in February, the health department rules were changing super fast. I couldn't keep up with it. I was totally stressed out, and then my kids got the flu, and I just closed the coffee shop. I couldn't handle it. I needed to be home with my kids. And within a couple weeks, some people on the island who felt like they could handle the new guidelines bought it from me, and I've been able to be a stay-at-home mom ever since. And I'm in love with this new world for me, like being with my kids, cooking. My husband's a plumber. He's an essential worker, so he never went without work. And, you know, all the money I'm saving on not eating out and gas makes it work.
That is one. I love the idea of looking at it as a chance to reset, and it looks like it's working beautifully for your family. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to Roger in Fife. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Ursula. Hi, G.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm really nervous. I haven't been on air.
Don't be.
Radio in
Please
a long time.
Don't be. We're family.
Okay, John. That's right. So I've got borderline personality disorder, and spent most of my life without it being diagnosed. I was nervous. Something a little different about me. Didn't know what it was until my mid-20s, when I finally got it diagnosed. sorry. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know how much you know about that disorder, but it's kind of like the little brother of it's
you're doing okay.
I can't even remember. It's been really tough. I go through these mood swings. I'm all my emotions just they wash over me.
Yes.
All at once. And now, you know, this, I work 6 days a week trying to support my family, and you know, trying to deal with being locked down all the time. I don't deal well with not being able to be mobile, and you know, not being able to go out and do whatever I want. And I'm supporting a wife and two kids, and I'm trying to keep them motivated, trying to deal with this mental illness that I'm just now finally learning how to deal with. And, you know, I just turned 51, and I'm finally taking this disease seriously. Mm-hmm. And I've got all this, you know, this lockdown stuff, and you know, my hours have been increased at work. That's nice. I'm making more money, but it's all I ever do anymore is, you know, work. You know, and drive everybody around. And yeah, I don't mind driving my family around. I love them all to death, but
Roger.
I'm sorry, geez, I'm not articulating myself very
no,
well.
No. You're expressing yourself beautifully, and I know that a lot of people can relate to what you're talking about because it is a lot. And then to be diagnosed with something in addition to all the stresses, are you getting support? Are you able to get any, whether it's professional support or just people in your family? Because it sounds like you're doing a lot of caregiving too.
Yeah, you know, my wife and daughters have been pretty amazing. They've been really supportive of me. And stuff, they've been, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the Rocky movies, but all three of us really stepped up and worked really hard to be my Adrians. You know, so that's helped a lot. And it's helped me keep motivated to, you know, help take care of them and keep going every day. You know, before this lockdown started, you know, I had actually started to, you know, go out and do stuff a little bit more, a little bit out of my comfort zone. I was going out, you know, doing karaoke once in a while.
Karaoke's good for the soul. It is good for the soul.
It is, and I really started getting. I found this bowling alley in Parkland that, you know, it's Paradise Lanes. I don't know if I can say that on there. Sorry if I can. Where, you know, I had started doing it there, and I really started getting comfortable with it. I started getting back on my martial arts career. And I started working out, and all of a sudden, all the martial arts studios got closed down. The karaoke place got locked down. And just all, you know, the gyms got closed. And I started working out, too. You know, that had proven to be, you know, therapeutic mentally and physically for me. And so I'd really gotten into that. And then the gyms get shut down. And so now, you know, I'm sitting at home. You know, I'm not driving people around or at work. And I've got all this time to think and all this time to think about my past and everything. Oh, my God, that is just really wasn't a good place for me. And, you know, like I said, my family's been really awesome about being supportive. I still got a lot of these freaking thoughts that go through my head that, you know, I know are because of my mental illness.
Okay, Roger.
And it's a lot to deal with.
Roger, it is a lot to deal with. And please, for the first thing, if you can get help, just to talk to even someone outside of your family, and you can do that through telehealth. I'm not a professional, but we all can use help right now. We really can. It's affecting all of us, and we can hear it in your voice how much it is affecting you. And we appreciate you calling in, and please give yourself grace as well. Thank you so much, Roger. Hang in there.
Okay.
And Roger.
Ursula?
Hey,
yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
can I say one more thing before I go?
Of course.
Yes. You know, I've been listening to this station for a long time, back when you were slow or doing the news during Dory's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to G since the barbershop, and I just want you two to know I love you and respect you two so much.
Oh,
you know, even when we don't agree on things, I love the way that the two of you make me think about the issues that we disagree on. And I love the approach that, you know, both of you take on these subjects, whether we agree or not. And you two are just such shining lights for the station. I want to thank you both for doing the job that you do so the rest of us can listen to you. You're both amazing people.
Roger, now you're making me. Okay, G, you need to take over because now I'm crying.
Roger, thank you. I just want you to know this, man. I just want you to know, bro, that I'm so grateful that you came on our show to share your story. And I want you to know, man, that I've never met you a day in my life, but I love you, man. And I want you to be great.
I appreciate that, G. I do. I have so much respect for and admiration for both of you. You two are two of the big reasons why I still listen to the station.
Thank you. And please hang in there and please reach out for help and call us again, okay? Thank you, Roger.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to Greg in Tacoma. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us how it's affected you. And you don't have to do 60 seconds. I think people need more time.
Thank you again for touching base with me and with everybody out there. I run the Pierce County and City of Tacoma Parks and Recreation Food Concessions. Also, I do car shows and multiple events like Bike Seattle, Taste Tacoma, all those big events, Puyallup Fair. I have been shut down 100% since March.
Ouch. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And right now, today, it doesn't even open. It doesn't probably not open until maybe March of next year, April of next year, if we do it at all. 100%.
And how is that affecting you personally?
Well, I run the show, so I have under 20 employees. You know, the listeners out there, just think, cut your income for a whole year. That's where I'm at. I lost my mom in April, and I've been dealing with that from September and I lost my mom in April, and I've been pushing all my money towards my mom in Texas. But just people realize that it's going to get better, and we have to hold on to what we got. And remember, your family is the only one that can get you through this, because you'll find out who your friends are. And your friends don't have to be family blood. Your friends can be, or your family can be your friends. Mm-hmm. And that's what's got me through it, because I've had some people around me that lift me up. But it's 100% of my income gone. And I have 9 places operating.
Oh. Can I just ask you real quick, were you able to get through with Employment Security Division? I mean, were you able to get...
One time. And I didn't, and that was in March. And that's another headache in itself. I had to go work at Albertsons. I'm 64 years old. Last time I worked for a company was 1986. So my boss was 22 years old, and I'm 64.
I hear you. Thank you for calling in. And as you said, things will get better, and things will get better, and hopefully sooner, because this is just not sustainable. So thank you for calling in. We are going to go to Tom in Kent right now. Tom, you work in an operating room, and you are a frontline healthcare worker. Tell us how this has affected your life.
Hey, Jean Ursley, thank you very much for having me on. Obviously, besides taking care of COVID-positive patients in the front line, that's kind of been a given. I know that not a lot of folks can wrap their heads around that, but that's just everyday life in the OR for folks like me. But additionally, aside from that, personally, how COVID has affected me, and this is something that I've actually reached out to your guys' show a couple times, tried to send you guys a tweet through Twitter and stuff, but haven't got much reply. I've been on this message since, March, April, and then, come May, it just really got really bad in regard to all the anti-Asian racism and attacks that have coincided with the COVID virus. It's not helped by much by our leaders, spreading the xenophobia by using racist slurs and phrases such as kung flu and things like that. It doesn't help, actually. And so how has that affected me personally? Well, I'm Asian American. Mm. It's a weird thing to be in the operating room and be treated as a hero by patients when you're, putting yourself on the line. But then to step out onto the Seattle streets after a long day at work, and to have to raise your situational awareness because you don't know who's going to spit on you, who's going to fling racist slurs at you, things like that. It's a very interesting dichotomy to have to balance doing good for your fellow man, but then having to raise your defenses when you're out on the street. So it has impacted me quite a lot, and psychologically. I've gone through racism, anti-Asian racism all my life, but now this actually has provided an opportunity, actually, I think, for the Asian American community to actually bring this out more to the forefront. Now, I'm part of this movement called They Can't Burn Us All. About 2 months ago in Bensonhurst, New York, a 89-year-old Chinese grandma got smacked up. It's on video by these two men, and then they poured kerosene on her back and lit her on fire, actually, okay? That prompted two activists that I know through the Andrew Yang campaign to become activists, and they started marches and rallies, and they were so successful in New York they brought it out to L.A. So about a month ago we were out in L.A. I chose to fly all the way from Seattle to L.A. to attend, and we had an amazing rally, and we had local news come out. And then we had another rally 2 weeks ago in San Francisco. Now we're featured by Al Jazeera actually posted a recent video just 2 days ago, You guys can go check that out on YouTube as well.
We will do that, Tom. But I hear you, and only because we're going to just have to wrap up just because we've got so many other people who want to talk. But thank you for the work that you're doing in the OR and in the front lines, and it's a great reminder, too, about how xenophobia and every other kind of racist action is just not to be tolerated and is not okay. And you heard it straight from Tom. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to go quickly to Heidi in Bothell and then Norm in Puyallup. Do not go anywhere because we have to talk to you. We want to end our calls with you. Heidi, good morning.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So tell us how it has affected you.
Well, I have a pretty unique story. I just got done walking my 9-year-old son through cancer treatment during COVID. And it's not for the faint of heart, but we made it, and he's doing really well. And it just gave me a completely different perspective on everything that's happening. Just made me so grateful for every single day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that is the best news. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Heidi. Thank you. And give our best to your son as well. Big hugs.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we are going to Norm in Puyallup. Norm, we have hoped that you would call in because we need to get you on a regular basis because you always give us hope. How are you doing, Norm? How has this affected you?
Well, you guys, you know what? I'm really glad. Was his name Roger?
Yes.
The gentleman with the personality disorder?
Yes.
Well, your program that was timely is good for his soul. I could definitely sense that. Also, I might add, reading the Psalms in the Bible is good soul food. I just want to go, there's a quote, politicians are always amazed when people believe what they say since they themselves don't believe what they say. And the reason I bring that up is with this virus thing, what has helped our family is to listen to the experts. Mm-hmm. That's the scientists, that's Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, has received death threats.
Yeah.
Because he's at odds with the politicians. So by doing that, masking up and not meeting in big groups protects not only ourselves but others. So the virus, fortunately, has not affected us adversely too much.
Norm, you are just so full of wisdom. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm full of something. I don't know. My wife says anyway. I'm not sure what.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hang in there. And
you bet.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Too.
We have run out of time, G, and there were other people who wanted to call in, but my heart hurts for Roger. My heart feels great for Heidi, who walked her son through cancer treatment. I mean, we just have an amazing community, and we can't lose sight of that. A lot of people are hurting, and we just got to hang in there.
Yep. Coming up next, man, I was so into the moment, Ursula. It was something. Coming up next, what is the state of our local media? Well, I'm going to ask Ursula what is the state of our local media, considering she's been in it for over 30 years. You guys are listening to The Gene Ursula Show.